This is Omo Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Omo Radio News at 11, I am Josephine Obodu. President George Weah has addressed the Armed Forces Day ceremony, assuring the Liberian Army that they will be a formidable partner in his Change for Hope government policy. President Weah, who is also the Commander-in-Chief of the AFL, said he will seek the professional development of the Liberian Army. He said, gone are the days for the army to be overlooked, adding that his government will do everything to raise the morale of the Liberian army. He, however, urged the AFL to always be citizen-oriented in their performance. In another development, President George Weah has sent a message of congratulations and best wishes to His Holiness Pope Francis on the occasion marking the commemoration of the 89th anniversary of the founding of the Vatican City-State. The Vatican City-State was founded following the signing of the Lateran Pact between the Holy See and Italy on February 11, 1929. According to a foreign ministry release, President Weah reflected fervently on the excellent relationships that subsist between Liberia and the Vatican, spanning at least 81 years. President Weah further told His Holiness that the Catholic ecclesiastically has always been a dependable partner to his nation's development agenda and significantly contributes to the peace and stability Liberians now enjoy. Former President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has been awarded the 2017 Ibrahim Prize for Achievement in Africa Leadership. The Mo Ibrahim Foundation made the announcement yesterday following a meeting of its independent prize committee. Former President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf is the fifth recipient of the Ibrahim Prize, which recognizes and celebrates excellence in African leadership. The Ibrahim Prize aims to distinguish leaders who, during their tenure in office, have developed their countries, strengthened democracy and human rights for the shared benefit of their people, and advanced sustainable development. The news is coming to you from Omo Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Leaders of South Africa's governing ANC party are due to meet to decide the future of President Jacob Zuma. The National Executive Committee, NEC, is likely to ask him to step down. ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa acknowledged on Sunday that the issue was causing disunity and discord. Mr. Zuma, 75, faces a number of corruption charges after 9 years in power. Russia investigators are searching snow-covered fields near Moscow for clues while a passenger plane crashed. All 71 passengers and crew were killed when the Saraton Airlines jet went down minutes after taking off from Domodedovo Airport on Sunday afternoon. Officials say they are considering weather conditions, human error, and technical failure as possible causes. They did not mention the possibility of terrorism. The Antonov An-148 was en route to Oks in the Oral Mountains. It crashed near the village of Angunovo, about 80 kilometers southeast of Moscow. Wreckage and body parts are strewn over a large area. And U.S. President Donald Trump has said Israel's settlements complicates the peace and process with Palestinians and urge care over the issue. He also told an Israeli newspaper that he did not believe the Palestinians and possible Israel as well were ready to make peace. President Trump angered Palestinians in December when he recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital. He also threatened to withhold aid unless Palestinians agreed to talks. The U.S. leader's latest comments came in an interview published on Sunday with a conservative newspaper, Hazrael Hayom. That's the Omo Radio News at 11, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/UNMIL2003, or Twitter/UNMIL News. I am Josephine Obodu.